This is the Hook 'em Bait and Tackle Power Hour. Now here's your host, Daniel Olimon.
Good morning, Northern Colorado, and to the millions and millions listening online. It's time for the Hook 'em Bait and Tackles Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, exceeding expectation one patient at a time. You know, Dr. Kennedy is the leading visionary in dental care. Call his office today to make an appointment, 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341. We want to welcome you to Northern Colorado's only fishing and hunting show. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Olimon. He is Micah Kilpatrick, the best producer in the game. I want to thank you for spending another beautiful Saturday morning with us, and there's no better place than to start your weekend than right here with us. I want to welcome you back to the Hook 'em Bait and Tackles Power Hour. We took a couple weeks off due to the Thanksgiving holiday and a championship game that concluded with a third state championship for my Fightin' Eatin' Reds. I hope you all had a safe and healthy Thanksgiving, and we officially are in the holiday season. This is absolutely one of my favorite times of year by far. Micah, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I had two Thanksgiving dinners.
Who'd you spend your day with?
So I had a family Thursday where everybody had a bunch of different plans. So like there was just a little intimate Thursday one with the family. And then there was a bigger Friday one with even more food. And unfortunately, there was only mashed potatoes on Friday.
Gotcha.
But there was football on Thursday.
Yes. Very good games on Friday, on Thursday as well.
Mountain Dew on both days.
What's your favorite part of the holidays? Do you have a favorite part of the holidays?
Getting to be Uncle Time would be number one.
Perfect.
And
that's
number
great.
Two would be mashed potatoes.
Oh, so you're a potato guy. I like mashed potatoes. That's my favorite too. Mashed potatoes. Stuffing. I do like the stuffing. I don't really go, I'm not really a big turkey dude. You know, but I will eat the turkey, but I'm not a big turkey dude. I like ham.
Yeah, ham is better. I'll take ham and mashed potatoes and Skittles and Mountain Dew.
Skittles.
I promised my family, they thought I was joking when I said, I'll bring the Skittles and Mountain Dew. When I showed up with a bag of Skittles and a 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew, they were like, oh.
You weren't lying.
Wow. Okay. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, my Thanksgiving was blessed. I got to practice that morning, which is great. That's kind of our turkey bowl, which we want to keep that tradition alive and eaten. I got to see my beautiful children and my amazing grandchildren. Then on Saturday, we traveled to Pueblo for a business trip, and that would be the two-way state championship where we defeated the number one seeded Delta Panthers.
Weren't you guys like number two?
We were.
So it wasn't really an upset.
Well, they kind of considered us an underdog.
Yeah, not really. Just because they were ranked higher. It wasn't really an upset.
I don't think they played hard. I mean, you got to give Delta their dues. They played hard. I think we kind of left the mistakes that we made. We shot ourselves in the foot, but they weren't able to take advantage of them. And so, unfortunately for them, they came out on the short end of the stick. We won our third championship. This is the completion of an amazing season and run for some amazing student athletes. I'm proud of our Fightin' Eatin' Reds, and way to bring home number three.
I think you guys should change your name, mascot
to what?
The Academic Eatin' Reds.
Academic, we can do
that
too.
Yeah, and you guys could like be just a dude with glasses on and some books.
You know,
ready to go to class.
At the old high school, they do have a gargoyle with it almost looks like what's the guy with
Quasimodo?
No, he's the guy with he has a wand, and he's just the guy's like the kids.
Oh, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, dude.
Yeah.
This gargoyle looks like Harry Potter with glasses, and it looks like a smart Harry Potter kind of gargoyle in the old part of the high school. It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Did they tear it down?
They did not. No, they will not tear that down. They built around it, which is pretty good. It's pretty nice. Yeah, you got to go check it out. You know, a lot of people use Facebook to give shout-outs, but I have the privilege to have the radio show to do my shout-outs. And first, I want to thank Mr. Steve Longwell and Coach Lemon for blessing me with the tremendous opportunity. I want to thank Coach Grable for your don't matter, get better attitude. Coach K Cameron Stewart, for your knowledge of the game and the time we spent, or the time you spent getting these athletes ready for their season. I want to thank Coach Mike. Thank you for your dedication to the Young Cats and building that strong Reds foundation. And you know, we don't rebuild, we reload. Coach Craddock, thank you for your hard work with the offensive line. And what you did with these Young Cats is pretty remarkable. Coach Duncan, thank you for always holding our players accountable. And thank you to Coach True. Thank you, Coach, for your heart and your fire you bring to this team. Thank you, brothers, for your brotherhood, and thank you for all you do for these student athletes. And there's nothing better than coaching your child. In fact, I think for them it can be a bit difficult, but for any coach's son, I know the ones that I see, they work harder and they tend to stand out. And I got the privilege to not only have coached my boys, but I have been blessed to win 3 state titles with my boy. I want to give a shout out to Eaton Reds defensive line coach, my son, Coach Ethan E-Train Alamon, for his dedication to this team. Thank you, son, for always being by my side. Micah, we're gonna switch it here. We're gonna talk a little bit of Broncos. I see they're still holding on to Coach Hackett.
I thought you were gonna say thank you, Micah, for being by my side as a part of the Eaton Reds. I'm like, no, I'm not a part of the Eaton Reds.
Not yet. But no. What's going on with the Broncos? How come they're still holding on to Hackett? Why are they still holding on? You think they're gonna give him another year?
I don't think they're going to give him another year. I think they're going to hold on and then fire him probably at the end of the year.
You know, back in November, after their bye, I predicted that they would go 3-6 the second half of their season. They'll be lucky to come away with 1 win.
What are you talking about? They're going to win the rest of the
game. Here's their schedule. The Ravens, the
Chiefs.
Drink
the orange Kool-Aid along with me.
They got the Chiefs twice. They play the Cardinals and then the Chargers.
All of them are very winnable any given Sunday.
I get it, and I understand that theory.
Let me grab my orange Kool-Aid.
But I understand that they're not that team, Micah. It's not looking good for them.
They just need to score more points.
Here's a positive for you, though, Micah.
Protect the quarterback.
At least you
throw accurate passes.
At least
catch
you know,
the ball.
Brother, that there's no postseason play for you.
Okay? They can still make it. 7-8. That's 9-8.
Let's just say there's right now there's no postseason play.
They're not mathematically eliminated.
They will be, though. The Cowboys have a tendency to let us fans down, though. They have a history of having great seasons but playing booty in the playoffs.
Now let's hope they do that again.
Only time will tell, brother. Only time will tell. We have a jam-packed show for you this morning. In our second segment, we have 5-time state champion, Eaton Reds' very own Tate Smith. We will chat with Tate about the road to the championship. In the third segment, we have Eaton Reds' defensive end, Morgan Tribbett. We will talk to him a little bit about hunting and what it's like for him to win his 3rd state title. In our final segment, we're going to chat with Frank Ponchovia with our Outdoor Colorado. Frank attended the BASS National Championship and Directors Meeting a few weeks ago, and I can't wait to chat with him about that and also talk to him about some goose hunting, which he has been doing a lot of lately. But first, like we always do about this time, we have the Hook and Bait and Tackles Power Hour Fishing Report, sponsored by Carroll Excavation and Repair. Call them today at 970-656-3405. That's 970-656-3405. Let's head over to Red Feathers Lake. They're surrounded by 612,000 acres of Roosevelt National Forest. And I got to talk to Mr. Arnie Paris from Hilltop General Store, located at 99 Hiawatha Highway. He reported that it's very cold up there and that they're seeing about 6 inches of ice on the lakes. He reported good ice on Lake Dowdy. Millworms and minnow-colored baits seem to work best for them. Let's head up to Granby Reservoir. It's not frozen yet. This lake tends to freeze later in the year, but is a very good lake for brown trout, lake trout, and kokanee salmon. That lake right there, Granby Lake, is one I would head up. If you're planning on going ice fishing, head up there. Greater Granby Area Chamber, call them at 970-887-2311. Call Granby Bait and Tackle. They will have all your information there for the lake. If it's iced over, they'll give you all the information. It's a great bait and tackle shop up there. Coming up next, Mr. Tate Smith. Don't touch that dial. You are listening to Hook and Bait and Tackles Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Allo Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
one more thing to end, and I've done this one before, but I love it. It's one of my favorites. What is the root of passion? You English guys, the root of passion is passio. Latin passio. And passio means to suffer. Passion actually is about suffering. If you're familiar with the old Mel Gibson movie, Passion of the Christ, it's actually about the suffering of Christ. And why do we have passion and why do we suffer? Why is something so important to suffer for it? When you say you have passion for football, what does that mean? That means you're willing to suffer for football. If you have passion for your family, that means you're willing to suffer for the good of your family. If you have passion for baseball, if you have passion for chicken wings, whatever, right? It's what you are willing to suffer for. Guys, and we have the passion. And you know why we are willing to suffer for what we have right here? One word. Love. Love. The reason we have passion for this team, the reason we're willing to suffer for this team, the reason we're willing to battle and go through pain and all of that suffering, the passion that we have is all based on love. And I guarantee you, they're not talking about love next door. I guarantee you, they're not talking about the respect that they have together, playing together, and the passion that they have for this game and their team. Let your passion drive you, and let your love finish it. I love you all. Ass kicking squad!
Welcome back to Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alleman. He is Micah Kilpatrick, who has the right lure to bring in. Man, that gives me the chills. That was Coach Lemon pregame getting his team ready for the state championship. Man, we have an exciting show for you. Coming up now on the show, I want to welcome to the show a five-time state champion for the Fightin' Eaton Reds, Mr. Tate Smith. Tate, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing really good, man. I don't know if you heard that. I played the intro for Coach Lemon's pregame speech for you guys, and, man, it gives me the chills.
Yeah, he's good at it. And I was talking to him about it after, how he gets so comfortable up there, and said it's easy when you're around guys you love. And he was obviously talking about love, and it got us going, and he's real good at it.
Man, he was. And you were the first one to step up, and you kind of had an idea pregame that he was going to let you guys talk, let you seniors kind of get out there and show your voice. How was that, man?
It was good. I was a little nervous about it. 50 guys staring at you, getting ready. Emotions are running high. And I just kind of wanted to tell the guys I loved them, and it's been one ride, and there's only one way to finish it, and felt like I did a good job with it, because obviously,
man,
it worked out. Thank you.
You did a really good job, man. Has it set in yet?
I mean, kind of. It's just weird. It's surreal knowing football's over, but I think it's starting to set in with the community support and just how unreal it is to get three in a row.
It is, man. It's definitely an accomplishment. And I heard Clark the other day when you were on with Clark, and he said this numerous times, you know, there's guys out there that dream of one, and here you are, three football, and then you have two baseball as well. So I mean, do you have a pregame mentality? Do you have a ritual before every game?
I mean, it's different for every game, every sport. I mean, for football, not so much, just listen to music with the boys. And then in baseball, when I'm not pitching, it's really laid back. But when I'm pitching, I don't talk to people. I kind of get in the mentality to go mess stuff up and be the best I can and go compete. So not really a superstitious guy, and it kind of changes day to day.
Gotcha. And I think you mentioned that to me last baseball season, where you just kind of get off to your own side and start thinking about the game and how you're going to pitch, and you kind of mentioned that last year.
Mm-hmm, yeah, definitely. Just put the beats in, kind of separate myself and get mentally prepared to go to work, because obviously baseball's a mentally tough game, and you got to be – got to be locked in to be at the top of your game.
Amen to that, man. How was the ride home back to Eaton?
Oh, it was great.
I'm asking you. I know I was on the bus, and I don't mean to interrupt, but man, you guys, I'll tell you what, you guys, how was it for you? For me, I just couldn't stop smiling. Me and Lemon were sitting up front, and we just couldn't stop smiling. For you guys, how was it?
It was awesome. I think that's my favorite bus ride. Knowing it was we ended it the right way, getting the music going, and then everybody was singing Chicken Fried, and just memories that I'll remember forever. Just, it was great. And one last bus ride with my boys, wouldn't change it for the world. It was awesome.
It's great, man. You know, this is, you know, where I noticed that this class was special is when we played University your freshman game. Do you remember that game?
Oh, yeah. That was a great game.
We played at University. Any time that TTUN plays University, it's like a championship game. It doesn't matter if it's a C-team game or a varsity game. The crowd is big, and they're playing at their house, so it made things more difficult for us. I think Walker got hurt. Started the third quarter somewhere in there. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. He got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt. He hurt his hip, I think, in that game. We didn't have a number two quarterback, but we had, who'd we have? We had Ryder True. Yeah, Ryder True came in. And I think we just, you know, we were losing. And the fact that we got together and you guys came together as a team, that's when I noticed there was something special. Because we rallied back and won. Do you remember that field goal Zach made?
Oh, yeah, that was crazy. That was awesome.
That right there was just kind of, that was the stone, I think the stepping stone that you guys needed to like, man, we can do this. We can play this game together, and we can go and win some championships. And I noticed it that was my one game right where I noticed you guys were very special.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it was, I remember Walker went down, and me and Ryder kind of looked at each other, and we're like, we're not losing this game, so let's get after it, and everybody came together, and it worked out for us.
Now, I tell you what, man, you definitely made this coach look good. I mean, you get you on a nine route, or we X into you, and you just fly. I mean, your height, you get in that corner, and nobody's going to stop you. It was a lot of fun, Tate. It was a great time. I'll never forget it, man. So I thank you for that, man.
Yeah, absolutely, and I appreciate you always being there for us and being a great coach.
Of course, man. Hey, so what's next for you, Tate?
I'm taking it easy this week, and then going to get after it in the weights, start throwing, and be prepared to have a big spring.
Yeah, you got, folks, if you're listening, you don't know, Tate's head on his way to Oklahoma State, is that correct?
Yes, sir, Oklahoma State.
Man, so you got baseball coming on. Do you think you're going to get another ring?
Yes, I always plan to get another ring. That's the goal.
Hey, man, that's what I want to hear, brother. That's what I want to hear. We want six, right? You want six. You want to end your high school career with six.
Yeah, got to get a part of the other hand club like Ryder's got.
Amen, man. Ryder just he has a possibility of getting 10, I think.
Yeah, that'd be insane.
That's crazy, man. So what are your thoughts on Major League Draft? If there's an opportunity that you get drafted, you know, I mean, top 10. I mean, that's a possibility, Tate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, stuff's kind of – that's been crazy, kind of coming out of nowhere talking to people about that. But kind of me and my family have always just planned to get a degree out of of baseball one way or the other, whether that's part of the contract or what. But, I mean, for me right now and what the plan has been and the plan continues to be is just keep getting better, because if I'm not getting better, it doesn't matter anyway. So just keep working, get ready for Oklahoma State, and if something crazy happens, it is what it is. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. But
how exciting, though, brother. I mean, that's just incredible, and I'll tell you what, man, you've been an outstanding player, student athlete, somebody that these young cats can look up to. I was at the middle school the other day, and I was walking past some sixth graders, and they were throwing the football around, and one was like, I'm Walker, and the other one was like, I'm Tate, and seriously, I mean, it's infectious, and when you hear little kids like that, it's like, you know, we're doing something right there in Eaton.
Right, and I've been in those kids' shoes. I know what it's like, and we try to remind ourselves what it was like when we were that age. Like, we thought the kids in high school were the coolest people ever, and just want to set an example for them so when they get up there, they keep the winning tradition going.
Amen. I amen to that, man. I appreciate everything you've done for this team, for this community, for those young bucks. Man, brother, I wish all the best, and thank you for spending your time with us, man.
Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate it.
All right, Tate. Go win another one, brother. I'll be watching.
Yes, sir. Will do. Appreciate it.
I'll talk to you later, man. Thank you to our great sponsors. You know, Carroll Excavating and Repair, whether it's for a small project or an expansive one, Carroll Excavation and Repair are prepared to help you with all your excavation needs. Call them today at 970-656-3405. That's 970-656-3405. Coming up next on the show is Mr. Morgan Tribbett. This is Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, live from the Allo Communications Studio, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Thank you. Good morning and welcome back to Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon. He is Micah Kilpatrick, the Oz behind the curtain. You know, Dr. Kennedy is the leading visionary in dental care. Call his office today to make an appointment at 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341. Next on the show is Morgan Tribbett. Morgan, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really good, buddy. So I was going to say, we are looking at five-time state championships. Is that correct?
So I have four because I didn't wrestle.
Oh, because your shoulder.
Yeah, last year I didn't wrestle. Otherwise, that would have been five. I got four right now.
You got four. Okay. So we're looking maybe to add. Are you looking to wrestle this year?
I'm trying to decide that right now, actually. I haven't fully decided, but I have no doubt that if I do it, the team will get another state title.
Heck, yeah, man. I believe that, man. I know you got some big plans, though, after graduation. You're looking at going to CSU, so I understand how big that decision to wrestle or not wrestle is, and I don't blame you one bit if you wanted to get ready to go into, camp, go into CSU healthy, and I don't blame you one bit for that, man.
Yeah, that's kind of the thought process behind it. I mean, the ultimate goal has always been to play college football, so I just trying to make the best decision for myself.
Amen to that. Congratulations on another state title, bud.
Yeah, thank you.
That I mean, I'll tell you what, man, that is just amazing. You know, you had us coaches were talking in the locker room, and Coach Lemon looked at us and he kind of shook his head and he looked at us and he said, you know, Morgan's going to be the difference in this game. And I'm going to tell you what, being on that sideline and watching you work, brother, you were the difference. Now, everybody had their part, but Morgan, man, what you did on that football field, brother, was amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You had I think 14 touches on that last drive. I mean, you were a workhorse on that. Let's talk about season numbers. You carried a ball 131 times. You had 855 yards. That's 6.5 yards per carry, brother. That's some good numbers, man. How were you feeling? Were you tired?
I mean, I was tired. Yeah, if I let myself think about it, but honestly, the adrenaline was. I had so much adrenaline in me, and I knew I had to keep going and stuff like that, and that's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of a good feeling, you know, it was a good tired.
Heck yeah, man, and I noticed when we were driving, making that last drive, we all kind of looked at you, and then I asked you if you were okay. We asked you at one point if you and Ryder wanted to switch, you know, you go to fullback, him go to tailback, and you both looked at each other, and you were like, no, I am staying right here, and we used you, man. We went victory, they took a timeout, and then we just ended up playing and running another play with you, and you ended up scoring. I mean, that was just kind of... We put the team on your back and you responded just like like a champion should, man. And I think you did a great job. Do you have a ritual before every game?
I eat the same thing every day. I have one bagel, one part of it has peanut butter and the other part with cream cheese, and then I usually have 4 to 5 eggs with like some cheese and maybe some turkey in it. But
is that like before the games?
Just the morning. The game. That's really it. Yeah, that's the only ritual I have.
that's a pretty good ritual. I was talking to Tate earlier, and Tate was like, "No, I don't have really any ritual. I mean, baseball, he kind of goes off to his side, but man, that's pretty. Are you going to continue that? You go into college? Is that something you're going to continue?
I mean, I might try a few other things. This was just this year I tried it. I found like before workouts, if I have that, I feel really good. So I knew before games, like. I'd feel really well, and that worked for me, so I guess we'll see.
Gotcha, man. One thing I regret, and I know, you know, we had a great, I mean, what a great way to end the season, but one thing I regret was I never got the opportunity to work with you, man. Once they saw your ability in camp in that summer, your freshman year, you were gone. Coach Alamon, Coach E-Train was like, he's mine. You never played one game of C-Team, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Never. I never got to coach you. I got to coach you on the varsity level, but we never got to coach you down at the sub-varsity level. And that I regret that, man, but it was fun watching you. I think one of the biggest things was I got to watch you grow really close with Coach Ethan and learning some of those techniques, and that was I loved seeing that.
Yeah, I've always had a good relationship with him from the beginning, just him being the D-line coach. I played defense was my main thing through pretty much through high school, so I always had a good relationship with him. But
man, where are you going to put another patch, bro, on your letter jacket?
I saved the front for this year. So
did you?
I did, yeah.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Okay, talk to me a little bit about hunting. Your last hunting trip. We were going to get you on a couple weeks ago. You got a little bit busy. I know you say you don't do a lot of hunting, but you went a couple weeks, a month ago? Is that right?
Yeah, I think about October time.
About October. And how'd you do? Yeah. What'd you go for deer, right? It was like the opening season deer?
So it was elk. It was me, my dad, my grandpa, and then my brother Jackson. Me, Jackson, and my grandpa all had tags and stuff, but we honestly didn't even see anything. It was too hot, I think. We saw one elk at like 14,000 feet.
Wow.
So it was just too high for us. It's fun. I like hiking up through the mountains and stuff like that. It would have been more fun if I got to see anything or get a little bit of action. But hopefully in the next few years, we'll be able to go again.
Do you plan on doing more hunting?
I do, yeah. My dad really enjoys it, and that's what my grandpa does all the time. So that's kind of the way we all bond together.
Awesome, man. Do you plan on going to Texas to hunt with your uncle?
I've never planned anything. I know I'd like to do that. I know they shoot a lot of things down there. I have some cousins who've gone down there already, and from the pictures I've seen, it looks like a lot of fun. So
heck,
I
yeah,
hope so.
Man. Heck yeah. So what's next for you, Morgan? What are you going to do? I know you're going to get ready. CSU, right? You're headed out to CSU after you graduate.
Yeah, so I'm going to long snap for CSU. I'm excited just to do that. I've battled some injury type of stuff like that, so I know I'll be healthy hopefully through college, and just I love to lift weights, so I'll have a lot of time to lift weights and just focus on snapping.
Man, that's awesome, buddy. That's awesome. Now, have you talked to Trent Sigg? Have you reached out to him?
Yeah, so actually over the summer when he was back in town before he had to go to training camp, I got into contact with him through Coach Stewart, and I was able to go do a workout with him. It was nice. We snapped back and forth, so it wasn't really just me snapping. I was able to see how he did it, and he helped me a lot. He's a good guy. He was nice to talk to and learn from, so I'm excited to get to work with him again.
Man, that's awesome, buddy. I really appreciate your sacrifice to this team, man. I wish you all the best in the future, man. And we got to go ice fishing this year. We got some good ice coming up. We got Dowdy out in Red Feather that's iced over, got about 8 inches. We got to do some ice fishing this year.
That'd be awesome, yeah.
All right, buddy. Me, you, and Ryder, us three will go up there first, and then we'll go Walker and Tate, and we'll take them too, because I don't think they've ever been on the ice either, but I'd like to take them as well.
Yeah, I've never done it, so I'd be excited to learn how to do it.
Yeah, let's go. We're going, brother. We're going. Man, I wish you all the best. Thank you for spending your time with us, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Morgan. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
All right, see ya.
All right. Thank you to our great sponsors. You know, Carroll Excavation and Repair, whether it's for a small project or an expansive one, call Carroll Excavation and Repair. 970-656-3405. That's 970-656-3405. Coming up next is my man, Mr. Pancho Villa. We're going to talk to him a little bit about the BASS conference that he went to. So stay tuned. This is Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, live from the Elo Communications Studio, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Good morning, welcome back to Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon. He is Micah Kilpatrick, the Oz behind the curtain. You know, Dr. Kennedy is the leading visionary in dental care. Call his office today to make an appointment, 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341. Next on the Kennedy Hotline is my friend, Mr. Frank Villa. Frank, how are you doing?
Doing real well, Dan, and I happen to have Josh here, too.
Josh!
Hey, Dan.
How's it going?
It's going, man. It's going.
Congratulations, man. I hear you're close to being tell me about it. I mean, did you earn your certificate?
Yes, I just finished my classes over at Ames Community College for the EMS stuff.
I've got to go through and take my NREMT now, and that's where I get my full certificate. Right after that, then I'll be going right into the Fire Academy for AIMS.
Man, that's awesome. So you is a CPAP test, right? You're finishing up your EMT certification class?
Yep.
Man,
yeah,
and
I
then
did the, I did the CPAT a couple weeks ago, which was really fun. So we got through that, and then, yep, we just finished up our last test for our EMS class.
Well, congratulations, man. You're just walking in your father's boots, right?
Yeah, they're good-sized boots.
That's awesome. Hey, Frank, tell me a little bit about the BASS National Conference that you went to. Or was it a national tournament you went to, championship?
Yeah, I went to basically it's the Bassmaster National Championship. Went there in Alabama. I was actually going there for a conference for all the directors. And since I'm the Colorado Bass Nation Youth Director, I was going there to represent Colorado and meet all the other youth directors throughout the United States. So we had a conference there. We got to go see the weigh-ins for the national championship. That was pretty cool. Got to visit with some of the anglers, and yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Anything new that us fishermen should know about?
Not really. Not a whole lot has changed there. Just some different sign-up type stuff. If you're a Bass member belonging to a club, they changed some dates. They mentioned some of the dates coming up for next year and some of the locations maybe that some of the tournaments are going to be at.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically they went through some of the sponsors that Bassmaster has and then, you know, ways that we could probably get money from them to help us with our youth groups.
With your Outdoor Colorado and plus what you do with your club.
Yeah, actually, most of that is just for the junior and the high school club for the fishing, not necessarily Outdoor Colorado.
Gotcha. Now I noticed that I've been obviously follow you guys on Facebook, so I noticed you guys been spending a lot of mornings doing a little goose hunting.
Oh yeah, we've been spending pretty much every weekend. We've been out someplace trying to get a goose or some sort of waterfowl, and I hadn't been back for a while. I know we mentioned that we had some youth pheasant hunts coming up, so we actually did those. Those were quite fun. But yeah, right now we're doing. Actually, Josh is doing the bulk of the youth hunts. I kind of just go along and offer my experience and memories and all that kind of stuff. But Josh does most of the calling now, and I just sit back and watch and have a lot of fun.
Man, that's amazing. You guys spend a lot of time out there with the youth doing a bunch of stuff. You guys also, like we mentioned, you guys, you know, you're the director of the youth fishing, the BASS. What is that? Give me that, your title.
Okay, so BASS is Bass Angler Sportsman Society, and I'm the youth director for Colorado Bass Nation.
Right. Okay. So you do a ton there, and not only that, but Outdoor Colorado. I mean, you guys. I'm looking through some of these pictures. Thanksgiving, you guys were out there.
Yes. Yeah, we were out there on Thanksgiving. We took what was that, three kids that we took out there?
That
Nico, Dax, and
no, it was Alex, Dax, and Levi.
Oh, yeah, Alex, Dax, and Levi. Yeah.
I see. Yeah, you had three of them out there, man. How awesome!
Yeah.
How awesome for that?
Yeah, we had so much fun and. Yeah, it's always good out there. And actually, it's kind of interesting because one of the kids that we took had never hunted before, had never been out before, had no interest in hunting, but his friend, which was we were taking him out hunting, invited him. And so we came out. He helped us put the decoys out. He got in the middle of the blind with us and
he stuck it out in the cold.
Yeah. And I think actually we created another hunter. It sounds like he's going to go through his hunter safety process now.
I just emailed his mom all the sign up stuff for his hunter safety class. So he's going to go through and get that done, and
nice.
And then buy some licenses and such.
Man, that's what it's all about, guys. And I love you guys for what you do, and that's why I always, you're the first people I call. If I want to get somebody on, I want you guys to come on because of what you guys do with our youth. That is my walk as well. And so you and I, us three kind of share that spirit, that kindred spirit, where we love the youth. We know that we're passionate about the outdoors, and we know that's where it starts, is with them. And so I appreciate everything you guys do for our youth.
Thank you very much, and this is a great for us to be on here to be able to try and get more youth involved.
Exactly. And not only that, but to be able to build your brand and get Outdoor Colorado on the map. And folks, I'm telling you, if you're looking to donate, I know the year end's coming up, but if you're looking to donate to a good cause, Outdoor Colorado, reach out to them. You can go to outdoorcolorado2020.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
What's a good phone number that they can call you guys at?
So you can call me at my cell phone number, 970-302-4851, or text me, which is easier, and I'll let Josh give you his.
Or you can call me at 970-397-5094.
Perfect.
And folks, you can text me as well.
Yes, definitely. Folks, reach out to them, outdoorcolorado2020.com. Give. I mean, if you're looking to give, I know now's the season for giving. If you're looking to give to a good cause, these gentlemen work extremely hard to get, you know, our youth. We don't want them running the streets. Sometimes there's youth that don't have dads to show them that. And that's where you guys step up.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's huge. And we love that. So, folks, if you're looking to give money, donate money, I know you guys were looking for some tires. Did you guys get your tires?
We were able to get some tires. We still have not gotten any donations for them. So that came out of our pocket. So we're still hoping to recoup that.
Exactly.
At the tune of just over $1,000. So, but we needed tires pretty bad on that
right, I bet, guys. I mean, for all you guys do, I'm telling you, folks, put it in your heart, give some money, outdoorcolorado2020.com, reach out to them. Frank and Josh, they're doing an amazing job. Folks, hey, guys, I want to thank you for spending time. Maybe we can get you guys back into the studio here in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, if you don't mind, we'd like to mention a couple people real quick.
Yes, Josh, go right ahead.
Yeah, cool. So I just want to say thank you to a couple of our individuals out there, a couple of our companies that are really helping us continue our dream and continue the lifestyle of what we live. So Ted Guns and Ammo, he's right out of Greeley. His name's Tyson. You can reach him at 303-898-4521. He sells everything out of his household. I mean, you're talking ammo, guns. I'm talking archery equipment, all stuff you can think of. There's also Pooter Trail Apartments. They were generous enough to help us out with our pheasant hunts through the year, and hopefully even further into the future here as well. Birds of Fall Outfitters. These guys are one in a million. They're super cool, super awesome, and they're really there to help individuals out with getting them out into the field, getting them hunting, and they work right alongside us as well.
I want to just mention Steve Lutz. He's the owner of Birds of Fall Outfitters. He was a firefighter with me here in Windsor. And I just want to make sure I give a shout-out to Steve. He's been a good friend through the years. I've known him for almost 30 years. So, yeah, it's been great fun knowing him, and thank him a lot for helping us out.
Definitely, man. Man, you guys are awesome. And anything I can do to help grow your brand, outdoorcolorado2020.com, I am going to help you guys because I love it. I love the route you're going, and I can see good things coming out of your program.
Thank you.
We appreciate it, Dan. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, guys. Thank you, man. Have a blessed day, and we will talk to you guys later.
You as well.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, man. What a great show. I want to thank our guests from Eaton, Colorado, the 5-time state champion, Mr. Tate Smith, and 4-time state champion, Mr. Morgan Tribbett. I love talking to my boys. I'm excited to see what the future holds for them. I want to thank our friend of the show, Mr. Frank Villa, and thank you, Josh, for coming on, man. I wish you the best. Congratulations on heading towards the Fire Academy. I'm excited for you. I pray continued success over all my guests. Lastly, I want to thank our amazing sponsors. Carol Excavating, Matt and his team have over 17 17 years in the industry. Give Carroll Excavation and Repair a call today at 970-656-3405. That's 970-656-3405. Thank you, Matt and Team Carroll, for all your support. I love you guys. Thank you very much. Lastly, but definitely not least, my man, Dr. James Kennedy with Kennedy Dental. Thank you, sir, for all your support. Call Kennedy Dental today at 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341. Exceeding expectation, one patient at a time. I pray abundance of blessings over all my guests and all of our sponsors. Remember, to have something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done. I'm Coach Daniel Alamon. This is Hook and Bane Tackles Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Ella Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.